Fiat. April 4th, 1938. How God created the necessity for the divine will in the creature, and how she could not live without it. Example: how he created the necessity of water and sun for the earth. How one who does not live in the divine will wants to confine God into heaven. Each additional word on the divine will gives a new and distinct life. My poor mind feels the extreme need to trace all the acts of the divine volition as the breath and heartbeat of my poor existence. And if I did not do so, I would feel as if I were lacking the air to breathe or the heart to palpitate. My God, how can anyone live without the air and the life of your will? It seems impossible to me. And my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, "My good daughter of my will, my love was so great in the creation of man that I gave him my will as his primary life and of absolute necessity. So much so that without it, he could produce nothing good. The earth cannot produce anything without water. Indeed, water can be called the soul of the earth. But without the sun, which fecundates, purifies, and embellishes the earth with its light and heat, the water would serve only to make the earth moldy, rendering it like a muddy sewer, which would release a contagious air capable of infecting the earth. But these three elements, water, earth, and sun, are not enough. The seed is needed in order to produce from the earth the most beautiful blooms, plants, and fruits, which gladden the farmer and form the food for all the human generations. See, if only one of these elements were missing, the earth would be so sterile, gloomy, and obscure as to be frightening. Here's the necessity of the union of these elements, which forms the beauty, the utility, the goodness, and the fecundity of our creative work. Separated, they can be harmful and noxious to the poor creatures. But united, they can do a world of good. In the same way, I created the strict necessity of my will in the creature. I created the soul, like water for the earth, which was to flow more than water in the earth of her body. I created my will in her, like sun, light and heat, which was to vivify, fecundate, and embellish her, but with such rare beauty as to captivate us continuously to loving her. And just as the farmer takes the care of casting the seed into the earth to make it produce, so did my will took on the commitment of casting many divine seeds into the creature, which would let many suns rise, one more beautiful than the other, which would produce blooms and celestial fruits that would serve as food for our will itself, for the creatures, and for their creator, because our food, our life, is our will. See then, the necessity of the union of the acts which, like seeds, my will forms in the creature. This union forms the growth of my will in her. It communicates the virtue of our divine qualities, producing such prodigies of grace and of beauty that we love her so much as to become not only inseparable from her, but constantly operative in her. Because we know that if we love, she loves. If we operate, she operates. Nor can she do anything without us. In fact, if her union with us were missing, she would be reduced to uselessness, like the earth with no water, no sun, and no seeds. This is why, loving her very much, we do everything in her. See then, in what painful, harmful, and almost horrible condition the creature puts herself without our will. Then he added, with a more sorrowful and touching tone, "My daughter, how painful it is for us not to see the creature living in our will. By not living in it, she wants to confine us into our celestial fatherland. She does not want us to live on earth together with her. Our will is a weight for her. She runs away from our sanctity, shuts the door to the light, and looks for darkness. Poor one, by doing her will, she will die of cold and hunger, and will say, 'Heaven does not belong to me.' These creatures live in exile on earth, with no support, no defense, and no strength. Good itself turns into bitterness for them, and eventually even into defects. Therefore, they form our sorrow and suffocate our love continuously. The love of our will is such that each word or knowledge it manifests about it is the divine life of my will. And not only that, but a new life, each one distinct from the other, new in sanctity, in beauty, in love. This is why we so greatly delight and make feast in making known what our will is, what it can do and knows how to do in the circle of the creature, and at what noble, sublime, and high point it wants to place her inside our divine bosom. In fact, by making it known, we do nothing other than unleash new divine lives. And as these lives let themselves be possessed by the creature, so do we receive from her our new love, our new beauty, goodness, and so on. Oh, how glorified and loved we feel by means of our own lives, by the one to whom we have revealed ourselves. Therefore, making ourselves known, finding one who wants to know us, is the act that glorifies us the most. Our love finds one for whom it can pour itself out and give whatever we want. After all, why make the creature had we not wanted to make ourselves known? It is the knowledge that makes us descend into her and gives her the wings to ascend unto us. Hence, when we see you yearning to know more about our will, immediately I give you the most beautiful surprises of our omnipotent fiat, not just to let you know, but to give you the good that we reveal to you." After this, he added, all moved, "My daughter, one who lives in my will is the creature longed for by all, because all feel loved by her. Her love runs to all, embraces all, places itself inside the hearts of all to make us loved by all. Even the tiniest 'I love you, I adore you, I bless you' of the creature who lives in our holy will has the right to enclose itself in all. Even more, the very saints and angels feel honored to give a place within themselves to the littlest 'I love you' of this fortunate creature and they love us with this, I love you. What will her contentment not be when she comes to the celestial fatherland and will see her I love you in all the blessed, loving her God, and this in the simplest way. Since our will is present everywhere, whatever is done in it takes its place everywhere and acquires the continuous act of loving always. Therefore, even the sun, the heavens, the stars, the entire creation will possess these acts in order to love us and bless us.